Do you remember hearing about the downing of Tryweryn Valley in
yes,
the 50s?
Yeah, not so much from television, though. It was, as far as I can, it was in school, because I had colleagues who were, and one I was particularly friendly with, who was very much against it. So that's my impression, more than of it. And, of course, being very upset when it was actually, you know, the village was drowned and the... that was shown, of course, on television. I had a pupil who had a relative, actually, who... well, his mother came from the village that was drowned, so that was a sort of link with it as well. But not so much from television, no. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember it's being debated in the community here?
Not really. Not a lot, no. Not within our community. Much more within... the school, because in the school you had Welsh-speaking people who felt particularly strongly about it, whereas this area was much more anglicised, and I don't think they, at that point, they felt as, you know, it didn't concern them as much as it concerned the people who were, I mean, my friend was in Plaid Cymru, so they were very involved, and, you know, this kind of thing, but not our area, really, no.
Did it affect your sense of being Welsh?
Not at the time, no. I think it has done since. I think I would have been now, you know, and for a number of years now, I would be much more against it than I was at that time. Yeah.